All right, here's your chance to win a trip to see two country superstars, Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan, in Vegas. Double the hits, one unforgettable night. We've got your flights, hotel, and concert tickets covered. The Double Down Tour, Aldean and Bryan co-headlining with special guests John Pardee and Chase Matthews, all live under the neon lights, prize provided by BBR Music Group. Texas Hour's national keyword, road to 95819. That's R-O-A-D to 95819. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Official rules and more info at WJR.com. Meanwhile, a court-appointed federal monitor overseeing the United Auto Workers found that union president Sean Fain engaged in, quote, a reoccurring pattern of retaliation and abused his authority, including actions that were tied to benefits and opportunities involving his fiance and her sister. The report that was filed in federal court this week also says that Fain removed senior union official Rich Boyer from overseeing Stellantis' operations for reasons that were, quote, unsupported and exaggerated, suggesting that the move was retaliatory. And all of this while there is a heated battle for the next president of the UAW heating up inside the union. Brianna Noble is the auto and business writer at the Detroit News and joins us this morning. Brianna, good morning. It's good to have you back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Well, let's talk about how this report is interesting to me because I'm curious to know how much influence that a report like this has on the upcoming leadership election inside the union.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of questions about what sort of impact this might have on the selection of the union. The United Auto Workers last week had their quadrennial constitutional convention in Detroit, during which delegates from each of the locals came and nominated candidates for the international executive board positions, including president. So those nominations have been put out. So to have this right afterwards, I know some of the comments from statements from UAW President Sean Fain and the United Auto Workers itself, was questioning the timing of some of this. But a lot of these reports, many of the UAW members have, been used to kind of looking for these reports coming out and what they say, and obviously are interested in what the UAW monitor's decision has been. So this is definitely something that is talked amongst the rank and file, but ultimately we won't know what the ultimate impact on how UAW members are thinking about how these reports will shape what they want to see from the union in the future until that election this fall.
Well, Brianna, the monitor says there could also be disciplinary action, but no criminal charges are involved. What tools does he have available, and how significant could those actions be?
Yeah, the UAW monitor is able to, remove officers, leverage, different measurements of disciplines in response to some of his investigations. What the report said that he will be having conversations with the parties of the consent decree, which include the UAW as well as the U.S. Justice Department, regarding response to some of the investigations. Findings, so that is pending currently.
I'm interested in, it's one thing if you remove somebody from a job because you don't think they did a good job or there's a retaliatory nature, not appropriate, but I can understand that within the context of the structure of the organization. But some sort of financial benefit for his fiance or her family that were talked about in this report, what was specifically the issue there?
Yeah, there was a complaint filed by Vice President Rich Boyer in response to his removal from the head of the Stellantis Department back in 2024 regarding some actions that he felt like he had been involved in denying, that he felt like the removal was in response to, and that included a bonus for some workers at the National Training Center where Saint's fiance worked. The investigation did not go into so many specific details on that part. It went into a little bit more details on a workers' compensation situation involving Fame's fiance's sister, in which there was actions taken or described to be taken by UAW President Sean Sain, involvement in this workers' compensation claim. And the situation is typically handled more at the local level. And so it was pointed out in the report that it was unusual to have such a high level influence. And in response to some of the actions that were taken on that, there was a suggestion that that amounted to sort of preferential treatment and abuse of authority because of that involvement.
And what happens next, Brianna? Does the monitor decide whether to pursue discipline before the election, or could this stretch well beyond the vote?
Yeah, there wasn't a timing provided on when we would potentially hear sort of an outcome from some of these investigations. The monitor stated in the report that he would be consulting the parties of the consent decree, which again include the UAW and the U.S. Justice Department. And so, pending that decision is when we would, receive information about sort of like next steps or, what the outcome of that is. But the election, will be in the fall. It'll be by mail-in ballot. So it'll happen over the course of a few months starting this fall.
I think we have like 18 months or so left on the oversight here from the federal government on the UAW. Is it possible that that gets extended?
The consent decree does specify at least 6 years. So yes, there isn't a chance of that. That could be extended, and that'll be part of a discourse between the court and all the parties involved.
Yeah, sure. Certainly. Brianna Noble, really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. Have a good weekend. We'll talk soon.
You too.
Yeah, you got it. Coming up on the other side, why exactly, when we talk about the Declaration of Independence being such a great document, why is it maybe the most important statement in human history? We'll talk about it. It's next on J.R. Morning.